America, our Cowboy, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
Good evening. Thank you for joining us on the Power FM Evening News. My name is Abigail Trassis. The headlines. Zambia heightens Ebola preparedness as regional outbreak spreads. Chief Shaivila urges farmers to retain maize stocks ahead of expected 2026 El Nino. In international news, crude oil jumps over 3% as Middle East tensions escalate. And in sports, France President G.S. leave for Mexico.
And now, the Power FM News.
We're up front and reliable news every day. My name is Abigail Trassis. Vice President W.K. Mtalina Lumango says Zambia has welcomed a national preparedness measures against the Ebola virus. Following the worsening outbreak in neighboring Democratic Republic of Congo and Uganda, speaking in a national address, Mrs. Nalmango assured citizens that Zambia has not recorded any confirmed Ebola cases linked to the current outbreak, but remains on high alert due to increased cross-border movement and trade links with affected countries. She said surveillance has been heightened nationwide, with health workers placed on alert to quickly identify and report suspected cases. Screening and health checks have also been reinforced at international airports, major border posts, and other strategic entry points. Mrs. Nalmango revealed that Democratic Republic of Congo has recorded 344 confirmed Ebola cases and 60 deaths, while Uganda has reported 15 cases and one death. She urged citizens to remain calm, practice good hygiene, and avoid spreading misinformation, and immediately report suspected cases through the national toll-free hotline 7020 or the nearest health facility. Independent Lusaka mayoral candidate Simon Mlengamwila has issued a 24-hour ultimatum to the Electoral Commission of Zambia, ECZ, to confirm that the candle symbol allocated to his candidature will remain unchanged. Mr. Mwila revealed that he has formally submitted a notice of objection to the ECZ at Elections House, opposing the proposed withdrawal of the symbol initially allocated to him when he successfully filed his nomination as an independent candidate on the 22nd of May 2026. He argues that changing the symbol after campaigns have begun would be unfair, as substantial resources have been invested in voter education, campaign branding, posters, flyers, and social media content, and public engagements linked to the candle symbol. Ms. Samuela has emphasized that voters have already identified his campaign with the symbol, and any alteration at this stage could prejudice both his candidature and the electorate. He warns that if the commission fails to provide written confirmation within 24 hours that the symbol will remain unchanged, and he will seek legal redress to protect his rights and the integrity of the electoral process. In a separate development, the Zambia Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, has strongly condemned the rising trend of using youth for political violence during election campaigns. ZEHEST stresses that the youth are the cornerstones of the nation, and their involvement in violence jeopardizes not only the country's future, but also their education dignity. In a statement, ZEHEST Executive Director Clarence Monde Muziamba urged political players to prioritize peaceful campaigns focused on ideas rather than intimidation and violence. Mr. Muziamba called on all political stakeholders to safeguard peace and national unity by avoiding the exploitation of young people during elections. He further appealed to political parties, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, law enforcement agencies, and traditional leaders to take urgent action to protect the youth from being used as tools in political conflicts.
As Zambian Empowerment Hub for Entrepreneurship and Skills Training, ZEHEST, we strongly condemn the growing trend of politicians using youths as instruments of violence during campaigns. Our mandate is empowering through skills building. We believe Zambian youths are builders of our nation, not weapons to be used for destruction. Every act of political violence robs a young person of their future, their education, and their dignity. As ZEHEST, we call for peaceful campaigns. Politics must be about ideas, not intimidation. Youth protection. Leaders must safeguard, not exploit young people. National unity. Zambia's peace is bigger than any election. Youth, your energy is needed in entrepreneurship, innovation, and skills development, not in street fights. Say no to be used. We urge all political parties, the Electoral Commission of Zambia, law enforcement, regional leaders, to act now and protect our youth.
Chief Shaivila of the Lala people in Mukushi district has urged farmers to avoid selling all their maize harvest. Instead, reserve sufficient quantities for household consumption amidst concerns about the much-anticipated super El Nino weather phenomenon this year. The traditional leader has expressed satisfaction with the increased food production in the district, but emphasized the importance of maintaining adequate food reserves to prevent hunger at the household level. He has further reiterated calls for continued support for farmers through their provision of sufficient farming inputs. He has explained that doing so will sustain and improve agricultural productivity in his chiefdom. Speaking at the 2026 Mukushi District Agriculture and Commercial Show, Chief Shaivila highlighted the critical role of food security at both household and community levels.
Supreme Kwesia Kudya Mwang for Valera Villa Kulesa inino. Yo inino shushure ponefingalabila muchilala, pambi chilala, pambi ufula ikaloke ikulu. So supreme siya kudio kudingana na 2 to 3 seasons muso pekwesia kudya.
Meanwhile, Mukushi District Commissioner Jonathan Kapungwe emphasized government's efforts in promoting trade and investment in agriculture by creating a predictable policy environment that supports growth, trade and exports. In a speech read on his behalf by Mukushi District Administrative Officer Lucy Kavaye, Mr. Kapungwe stated that agriculture alongside mining has been prioritized as a key driver of economic development. Mr. Kapungwe noted that strengthening agriculture is vital for improving livelihoods, ensuring food security and contributing to the country's broader economic transformation agenda.
Government is fostering trade and investment by putting emphasis on trade and exports through a policy environment that is both certain and predictable, reducing market interventions such as export bans, as well as reducing infrastructure gaps by constructing access roads under the Constituency Development Fund. Government is working towards reducing post-harvest losses to below 15%.
In international news, environmental activists and conservationists staged a protest in Nairobi on Monday against plans to construct a parking facility inside Nairobi National Park. Protesters warned that continued encroachment threatens the country's only wildlife park located within the capital city. Demonstrators accused authorities of shrinking critical wildlife habitat and limiting public participation in decisions affecting the protected area. Some protesters also condemned police for disrupting what they described as a peaceful demonstration. The protesters called for the preservation of the park for future generations, saying the protected area is a key part of Kenya's natural heritage. Still in international news, oil prices jumped more than 30% on Monday after Iran launched missiles at Israel, raising fears of a wider regional conflict and renewed disruption to energy supplies. The gains came despite an OPEC Plus decision to increase production quotas for July. Oil markets opened sharply higher after Iran launched ballistic missiles at Israel on Sunday, marking the first direct attack since a ceasefire between the two countries took effect in April. Brent crude rose more than 30% to above $96 a barrel, while U.S. benchmark